A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is a developing story on Utah's Morning News. A new airport is open in Salt Lake City.
The new airport is so much larger.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene at the brand new terminal, which officially opened earlier this morning. John?
Yeah, Amanda, today's the big day as the first phase of the new Salt Lake City Airport opened about 3 hours ago. The first flight out was a Delta flight from Salt Lake headed to Atlanta. Of course, Delta is a major part of the new airport. The first concourse to open, Concourse A West, has 25 Delta gates, including 6 international gates. So far, passengers walking around say they're impressed by the modern artwork and also the redesigned layout.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It looks so it's like super efficient. We have yet to get past to the air side, but yeah, this whole the experience so far has been really cool.
Some of the other highlights today include a new parking garage and gateway center. That parking garage comes with 3,600 parking stalls and a camera-based sensor system that uses lights to indicate where open spots are located. There's also 56 stalls to charge electric vehicles. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Prompt and diligent safety measures during construction kept this project relatively virus-free.
The Salt Lake County Health Department actually visited our job site 3 times to really understand what we were doing, because we were really kind of the exception to the rule.
Program Director Mike Williams says out of almost 2,000 workers at their peak, they were able to keep the COVID-19 positive count to just 7 people until right after July 4th holiday, when it jumped to 75.
We had to reinforce, if you're sick, don't come to work.
Last week, their case count was 5.
Headed to the new Salt Lake City Airport today, KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce continues our live team coverage with some tips.
If you're going to the airport or picking up someone, make sure to follow the signs. There's a new road leading into the new terminal. Airport spokeswoman Nancy Vollmer says the good part is, once you hit the parking garage, there's really only one way in.
We'll take bridges over into what's called the gateway, where the car rental counters are located, continue over some more passenger bridges, and then you'll see the security screening lanes over to the right or to the east.
Once you pass security, people will be there to guide you either to the new terminal or towards a bridge to an old concourse, where some flights will still be taking off temporarily. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
BYU is taking disciplinary action towards 15 students who did not follow safety requirements. BYU student Zach Thompson says he wouldn't have thought he had the virus without being tested.
Really, if I hadn't been told I had COVID, I'd think I had, like, a very mild head cold.
This action comes as a report from the Utah Department indicates, the Health Department indicates 40% of the state's new COVID-19 cases are in Utah County. BYU reports 218 active cases right now, and Dave Noriega will be talking about this with us at 7:20 ahead of Dave and Dujanovic, coming up, of course, at 9 this morning on KSL News Radio.
Judges in Utah are starting to issue COVID warrants. It's a reminder to someone their case is active again and they need to get to court. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, back in March, the pandemic stopped or at least slowed down a lot of things in the court system. But now things are picking back up and some low-level offenders cannot be reached again about their cases. So some judges are issuing COVID warrants in the amount of $119. That's a signal to the officer that it's not for an arrest. It's to remind the defendant they need to contact their attorney or take care of things. Deseret News says attorneys and judges in Salt Lake, Summit, and Tooele counties came up with this idea. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Police in Midvale are looking for suspects in connection with vandalism at a church. It happened Sunday night at the St. Therese of the Child Jesus Church. A statue outside the church was broken.
Firefighters say several people put themselves in harm's way to get a better look at a fire that broke out near the University of Utah. Neighbor Sharon Johnson was shocked to see the risks people were taking just to get a view.
I didn't know that was a thing. And she's like, oh, people pull over and they really watch this. This is like kind of... Everyone leaves their house like fireworks to see things burning.
Fire crews say some people even hiked up above the fire to get a better look. Fortunately, nobody was hurt.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. We can expect warmer than normal temperatures to continue at least through Thursday, but then we cooled down just in time for the weekend.
I'm going to look for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on our Saturday. I know it's the weekend, and we don't always like to talk about rain on our weekend, but in this case, it's been awfully dry lately, so we could definitely use the showers coming our way. Hopefully, we'll get a decent amount of rain coming our way.
Yeah, and 70s for highs. Grant says our normal high temperatures for the middle part of September, only in the 80s.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.